This is the Black Diva Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Danny B, here to inspire you with your daily dose of Black Girl Magic. This podcast highlights Black female bloggers that generate inspiring work and encourages all Black women to live their best life. So continue to tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday so that you can get your life on the daily. It's Women Within Wednesday, episode 173 of the Black Diva Daily Podcast. On Wednesdays, we hold up our mental mirror and focus within. Today's post is titled, Low Budget Tips for Better Mental Health by Chelsea of crownedinvenus.com. First, a small disclaimer. This author is not by any means an expert. This article is purely for educational purposes and not a form of expert advice. Over the years, it has become clear to me that my mental and emotional well-being is just as important as my physical well-being. Before then, it has honestly been vibes and ishna Allah. You know, sleep or shake it off type of approach. But as time went on, it became something I could not shake off. It became very much significant in my life that I had no choice but to take it seriously. I know not everyone has significant mental needs, but at the end of the day, we don't need to have significant needs to take care of our physical health. Hence, we try to eat healthy and avoid things that could damage our body. So why don't we do the same for our mind? A couple of answers to that question may be lack of resources, ignorance, lack of time, unconducive environments, and as much as it could be hard to change some of these circumstances, like lack of resources, there are still low or zero budget practices you can adopt to improve and invest in your mental health. Simple habits could improve your mental health. I know I'm not the first one to say this, but I may need to say it again for the people in the back. Your lifestyle changes, aka your daily habits, could make or break your mental health. They may not necessarily be bad things in themselves, but in excess can do numbers to your mental state. For example, not taking any sunshine or fresh air. I know, I'm guilty of this. And the thing is, some mental disorders make you disassociate from the world, hence the lack of energy to even move out of your room. However, it's possible to slowly incorporate these things into your daily routine. And it's also perfectly normal to sometimes fail at them or lose yourself for a while. Some of the habits you can adopt are exercising or simple movements like taking a walk or dancing to your favorite tunes. If you only do one thing on this list, let it be this one. This is like a cheat code for those gloomy days. It could be hard to get yourself to do things when you're in that wormhole of negativity, but it's important to put as much effort as possible to getting some movement, because the result will definitely be worthwhile. Changing scenery. I won't judge you if you're not one to ever go out, because that is literally me. But I definitely can't deny the satisfaction that comes from changing scenery. Sometimes it might be as simple as moving from the bedroom to the living room. And other times, it's getting your butt out of the house entirely, even if it's to nowhere special. Knowing when to quit sugar. Not a lot of people know this, but sugar is a double-edged sword for most of us. It comforts us at our lowest and comes back ravaging our mental health. Knowing when to cut back and restrict sugar is very important, especially if you suffer from seasonal depression or anxiety. Having an awareness of your specific mental health needs. This has to be the most important of everything on my list. It's one of the investments you can make for yourself that ultimately makes the most change. Some of us have specific mental health needs because of our particular challenges, and that's completely fine. But a lot of people don't want to accept this because of the stigma and shame that comes with it. It's important that we come to terms with our internal struggles and understand what our triggers and needs are. Needless to say, we're not doing anyone any good by denying our specific needs, because at the end of the day, our struggles and lives are ours to bear, so we need to treat ourselves fairly. Journaling. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm not particularly a fan of journaling.
because it requires consistency. Journaling for me is like a love-hate relationship. When I'm at the edge and have nowhere to go, I pick up my pen and scribble all my emotions, then it ends there. But there's a relief and clarity that comes after putting pen to paper. Mostly because when I'm in my head, it's a war zone. And there's lots of violence with each voice trying to get to the mic. But when I'm scribbling on paper, I'm much more aware and kinder with my words. It allows me to be a lot more logical. So give journaling a try, especially if you've not found your safe space yet. It will later serve as a reminder of how far you've come and help you draw awareness to yourself when you need it the most. Free/paid mental health apps. I'm glad there's an enthusiasm for mental health in the tech space because there are a number of apps that cater to very specific mental health challenges. Some are free and others charge a fee, but I'm sure there's one for everyone. And I'm not saying these apps replace professionals, but they can be useful for you at the right time. I'll recommend the following few. Booster Buddy, for when you find it hard getting out of bed on a daily. This app finds a fun way to give you some motivation and fulfillment. I've used it for a bit, and to be honest, it does work. Maybe not every day, but it comes in handy on most days. Headspace. If meditation is your thing, then Headspace is a good start for you. I know how huge of a difference meditating has on some people's moods. And honestly, even though right now that's not my thing, I say it's worth a shot. Sanvelo. Sanvelo is also a meditation app that also offers an expert therapy session for a fee. I used the free version of the app for a couple of months during the quarantine, and I have to admit, I did see some change in my mood and sleep pattern when I did use it. However, since I'm no longer meditating for now, I've not seen the need to use it anymore. Long walks. Now, this is one that I've started using more recently. It's like a social media app without the social or the media. I know how funny that sounds. Okay, in better terms, it's an app that lets you be a part of several communities that strike your interest. And the purpose of this community is so you can share your thoughts and find inspiration regarding your interests. They also do this thing where you're given daily prompts. I find that it helps me to get clarity in my thoughts. Let me just say, I have used these apps at one point in my journey, and I only recommend them because they were helpful for me. I'm always on and off with these apps because my needs change, but they may fit your present need, and you could give them a try. Take a break. Sometimes what you need is a break from that stressful situation, environment, or person. Your body will likely signal when you have reached your tipping point. And we should all acknowledge that. Overworking yourself is not something to be proud of, because at a certain point, your body will give into the stress and leave you with no choice. I know, it's hard to prioritize your mental health when the circumstances are harsh, but I hope some of these tips are useful enough for you to at least incorporate one or two to improve your mental well-being. The journey is one step at a time. And every effort does count. You've just listened to the post titled Low Budget Tips for Better Mental Health by Chelsea of crownedandvenus.com. Chelsea is the creator behind Crowned and Venus. She shares some of her lifestyle tips and personal development tips learned from experience and research. Chelsea writes the following. In the present climate, it's hard to not feel lost trying to get your life together. Instagram reels have created a detachment from reality for most of us. But the truth is, your journey to independence isn't an easy task. Chelsea shares her own journey and lessons learned so we can all grow together into our ideal self. Hey Black Divas, it's me, Danny B, here with my personal thoughts on today's blog post. So, first of all, I just love Chelsea. Shout out to Chelsea of Crowned and Venus. She's a great writer, and I really appreciate her writing about mental health out in a space where you don't see too many people writing about it. So, shout out to Chelsea. I also wanted to add to one of her app recommendations. So she recommended several helpful apps that I think are all great that can help and meet your various mental health needs. I also want to just, I know, kind of give a shout out to the Apple Watch Breathe app. So if you have an Apple Watch, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes it even gets on your nerves and tell you you need to breathe. But just taking a mindful minute to breathe, I think it's what, 60 seconds? You could probably also do this on YouTube or just set a timer on a regular watch if you don't have an Apple Watch. But it's just so calming how much taking a mindful minute is. It just makes the world of a difference. So if it's like right before a presentation or right after a presentation and you notice that your heart rate is up, I really recommend using that feature. If you don't have an Apple Watch, like I said, I'm sure you can set a timer and do the same thing. But basically, you're breathing in and out for 60 seconds and really feeling yourself get all of the air out your lungs and then inhaling all of the air that you can and doing that repetitively for the 60 seconds. So I challenge you to find an app that works well for you that helps you when you're feeling anxious or when you just need to be calm. If this episode left you inspired, please review, subscribe, share with a friend, and tune in on Friday. Love ya. Hey, Black Divas. If there's a topic that you'd like to learn more about, email us at info@blackdivadaily.com.